Shir Nun Tassim Sechah Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, first Shir in Perek HaMatznia, Ches Sivan Heitav Shimem Ches, May 24th, 1988, Tuesday.
The same taste is except that cases in Zvochim is much more marked, so sheds a light upon the taste of Seattle. But before we go to the tesis in Zvochim, which more or less the same as tesis here, we have to see Rabbi Kliya's kash.
What that?
That's in Mbeis, on the base in Shabbos. Now, here, the Akvishkes are the same. There is a shita of the Rashbam that Eo has a din of Kishay. Eo has a din of Kishay. So, but then the question is, how can we pass in that Kishay doesn't pass it? So how can the Rashbam say that Eo doesn't pass it when there is a Gimore of that even though Tatoyogava, but it's Mavliya can be repaid. So, according to Rashbam, Iru can only be Mavliya Kediklipe, but it cannot be Mivashal even Kediklipe, so it cannot do both, be Mavlit and be Mavliya. So if it's something that could become Oseh as a result of one stage, so then it becomes Oseh. Bashein came, let's say, pouring hot water over a chicken, you know, in order to enable us to pluck the feathers more readily. So, kontrashvam it's muta. Why? Because in order to assert the chicken by pouring hot water, so then it has to be mivasha to the klipe. Mivasha to the klipe means that it can do both. Mavlit and Mavliya. So in other words, if it's Mavashal Kiliklipe, so then you can't pour hot water over the chicken. Because then, as a result of the Eru, so some droplets of dam, Amiflat, Amekarim came on, and they become absorbed by another spot. So it's dam Shinifrash. So then becomes Osir. But since it's not Mivashal altogether, but it has a din of Kedushin, so it's not Mivashal altogether, not even Kediklipe. But the difference between Kedushin and Dio Kamklevishin is this. In Kedushin, so it cannot even be Mavliya. It cannot be Mavliya. Mashin came by Yeo. It can be Mavliya. But in order to answer Iru and Itamigeles, then it has to involve both processes. Haflote from one spot and Havloye in the other spot. That requires Bishl. Since Iru does not involve any Bishl whatsoever, not even Kliklipe, so maybe it's Muda. But even the Rashbam will be made that you're not. That Iru is Mavliya Kediklipe, that's the Gemara in Pesachim, even though we pass like Shmuel. But if, let's say, hot milk was spilled.
Are we talking about Easter? We're talking about Easter, not Shabbos.
No, but Easter, But Shabbos depends upon Bishul, not upon Bliya. So, but Raisa, if hot milk was poured over a cold piece of meat, so then you have to peel off from the surface, from the periphery. Why? Because as a result of the hot milk being poured over the cold piece of meat, some drops of milk were absorbed by the periphery of the cold piece of meat. Cold piece of meat. Even though by Bosa Becholov, so the Vishlosa Torah, say the Chaname, me the Raisa, it's not Tosa, even Kediklipe. But me the Rabbono, even Shaloida, Vishlo is Tosa. Al the Kovush, suppose you soak a piece of meat in cold milk for 24 hours. So you're not allowed to eat it, me the Raisa, you are allowed to eat it. But with the Rabbanon, even Bliya without Bishul. So that's why it's Osa. But, according to Rashbam, so by the Toyegova, we say it comes Osa Kedeklipe. It's not Musab Bishul as such, but it's Musab Bliya. But Rashbam Shite is the Tiro has been not Mishenu. There is no Bishul whatsoever. So mainly it's Mutar on Shabbos. Shabbos depends upon Bishul. That's one sheet. Then the other pole is the Shite of the Rav Netan and the Ri, that Iru is Kikoirishnov. That means it's Mimavliya, Pliegmur, in the whole Chatir. So, and the Ri Shite is also like that. Then there is the Shite of Teisves, and we pass Machadar Ramo, we pass like the Shite of Teisves. Not like the Rashbam, that it's a Sheni, not like Amtam the Ri, that it's a Klerishin, but it's Mivashal Kedeklik. Some males, Vashal Kedeklik, so not only it can be Mavliya Kedeklik, it can be Mavlit and Mavliya Kedeklik. It can do both things at the same time. Some male, according to Teisves, we are not allowed to pour hot water over a chicken, because
you take out the dam.
So from the periphery, dam is niflat neka from the original spot, and it's absorbed by another spot. So it becomes osa. That's why we have the problem, you know, with poultries. You know, I mean, we have many incidents, you know, poultries, because we pass them like the sheet of tasteless. That it's mevashal kedeklipe. So it's just according to Rashbam, there wouldn't be any problem. You would be allowed the chatchila to pour hot water over each other.
What does the Ri do with Tosfos Kasha?
Oh yeah. What does the Ri do? What do you mean?
We pass from Tatoyikova.
So okay, so but the Gemara says it's no Kasha against the Ri. The Kasha is the against Ramatamin. Oh, I mean the Ri. Not against Stacy.
No, against the Ri.
But the Ri, I'm sorry. The Ri and Chavetam, they say that it's Klerishin Gomor, so it's Mavliya, Bliegmure.
Right.
Bliegmure. So the question is, why does Gomorrah say,
Tatochin,
that if hot milk is spilled over cold meat, all we have to do is to peel off from the periphery. But why from the periphery? The whole Chatiche should be us.
Why?
Because it's Klerishin. Yes. So it should be considered as if you cooked a piece of meat in hot milk. Suppose you put a piece of milk, of piece of meat, cold piece of meat, in hot milk. So the whole piece of meat will become us. So here we do the same thing. So, as a matter of fact, we'll see it when we go with the pieces. So, pieces at the end, of the long taste, since Bochen says that this whole Gemara, Machlekes, of the Loyegova, Tatoyegova, and we pass from Tatoyegova, but it's only Mavliya Kedeklipe, has reference to Kiluach HaNifsak. There are two kinds of Iru. There is a Iru that is called Kiluach HaNifsak. Kiluach HaNifsak means when you spill something and you eat drops, drop by drop, not in the form of a continuous jet.
Flow. Right.
Then there is another kind of a niru of a kruach sheni nifsak. Let's say when you turn on the faucet, so it's a continuous jet. It's not that drop by drop. There is continuity in the flow. So there is a shitasari sheni that the whole gemore that hamlitzich tzenen. So only requires kedeklipe has reference to a kiluach hanifsak. Let's say, suppose you pour drops of hot milk, you know, hot milk upon a cold piece of meat, but there is no continuity of flow, drop by drop. So then it's certainly not kedeklipe. Those b'shemim who say that Iru from a tradition as a din of a tradition, so they only have reference to Ikeruach Sheyle Nifsak, a continuous jet. But if it's Ikeruach HaNifsak, so then it's certainly not depravation. So Mele, it doesn't come Osa. But it manages to be Mavliak the Klippet. But Teisve says that so Amatam and Devi could give the Teretz, but Amatam and Devi don't give the Teretz. Why don't they give the Teretz? We'll see that anyway. But there are some Rishayim who say, there is one Loshin Teisve that says that Iruf HaMikvavishin, if it's a Kiluach Sheyim Nifsak, has it been a Kvavishin and Kassers, Bikulek. And it's Mivasha Bikul.
And we don't say Tatar Gavar, we don't say Tatar Gavar then.
No. But when do we say Tatar Gavar? By Kiruach HaNifsak. But the Rabbeinu Tam himself does not agree with it. Rabbeinu Tam himself. Now, let's see Kabitliga's question. Before we start the thesis in Zvoch. Now, but first let's go over the Tloshin of the Teisves at the end. V'chei mashma, so Teisves says, Teisves shite is, and that's the Psach Aloch, l'maise. So, the Psach is that Yom from the Kledishin is Mivasha Kledishin. Is Mivasha Kledishin. But not more than Kledishin. So, V'chei mashma, v'shilem sechzab lizor, דומר, מרוק וזובן ירא מהקום, אדולי גם דפה, ומוצי קיבלי כך פלטי, מבלי בניצייצס, אף פלטי בניצייצס. ואירו כקלדיש ממש, לא רק כדי קליפה, אבל לקלדיש גומו, איף נבשל, מה יהיה משום דבולה בניצייצס, אפילו בולה בלי הגמורה, פולה בניצייצס, שהוא אירו, אלא ודאי למיבש על הלכדי קליפה. So, Tesis Rai is, הידי אמרו כפה, גמורה says, he bought a kettle from goat, and it was for a second hand. So the goy already used that kettle. So that kettle
was
contaminated with all kinds of Borma Asuri. So you have to kasher it. How do you kasher it? By making that gole. So if it's a small kettle, so it's no problem. You just boil water in a bigger kettle, and then when the water starts boiling, you dump the smaller kettle into the bigger kettle. But when it's a big kettle, so you don't have a smaller kettle to reach, this kettle can be dumped. So you have to, so true, it doesn't make any difference whether you dump in boiling water or you fill it up with boiling water. But when you fill it up with boiling water, then it's impossible to fill it up
to the top.
With water up to the very top. Because then water will start overflowing and it will extinguish the hole in the fire. So it's not practical to fill it up to the very top. But so we fill it up almost to the top, but not mamish to the top, just on a practical level, we cannot fill it up all the way to the top. So when it starts boiling, but, so then, Hagolah will be realized up to the level of the water. But this piece,
above there,
above that level, so no Hagolah will be realized there. So much. Marukhe mentioned an eitze. You just put a sofa of dough or of
clay
on top, so when the water starts boiling, it has a count of the sofa of the clay, so it will boil up and it will overflow. I mean, we do the same thing by throwing a stone or throwing a kale. In other words, something that will make the water overflow. I mean, the basis of Archimedes' principle. I mean, that's the same principle. So mele, so then you kasher the rim also. So Morris says, why would the rim be kasher? After all, no water boiled above the level of the water. Up to the level of water, let's say, he fills it up after here. So up to here, so there is a goal realized. But this piece, was not subjected to Avodah. So it's on the basis of another principle, of Kibbeli Tachbeli. In other words, from this Gemara we see that there are two principles in Kasher and Nidre. One principle is Hagol, and the other principle is Kibbeli Tachbeli. Now, Hagolet, and that's very important to me, without this other principle of Kibbeli Tachbeli, then all the Hashgochas, by every Kasher agency, would be in trouble. So the only basis is because to make there are certain things that Tashmishnah, they are mamish, like a spit, you know, a stove, you know, and then, so that requires living gomor. And living gomor is very difficult. And again, on a practical level, living gomor is a very difficult thing, especially when you have to do it every week or every other week. So it's not so simple. It can be done, but it's not so simple. So the reason is, so all the machshir here in this country are relying on the other principle of kibele kachkoku. Now, for example, let's say, I mean, right now in Chicago, so the standards of kashas have improved a great deal. So they have in all the catering places, in the hotels, so they have a separate stove. But years ago,
they used the same stove.
They used the same stove. So they had kasher. Kasher. But how can you subject every other week, you know, the stove, I mean, those big stoves, you know, to a living gomor? It's impossible. It's impossible. So what they do? So they relied on the court. That would have been all right. The trouble was that in order to do that, that is all right, Kibbeli Tachbeli. But it has to be spotless. So, and then in a spotless state, it has to stay for 24 hours idle. And that they didn't do most of the time, because sometimes they had a trade fair, let's say, Mitzvah Shabbos, or even Sunday morning. And then Sunday night, they had a kosher affair. So why, that's why that kule did not work out, I mean, so effective. But so now, Baruch Hashem, there has been improvement. Now in Chicago, in all the catering places, there is a separate stone there. So, but the reason is to, in other words, the only reason is why you can be made here, even if you don't subject, let's say, a stone to living gomor, is if, of course, first of all, you have to bring it out spotless. Then you have to let it stay idle for 24 hours.
Why? Why?
Because whenever you make a goal, you have to leave it idle, because then it will become osar again. Because the isa becomes niflet, and then it's absorbed by the different akli again. Oh. And not banadi isuri is osar, even a thousand not banats. So the mele, the only way that it shouldn't be contaminated again is the two ways. Either if the mind has shishin neged the whole size of the kele, but that's usually it's not like that, you know. If you kasha, you know, many kele at the same time, many forks, many spoons, many knives, so it's impossible to have in the mind 60 times the volume of all the kele that you dump in the kele. So the other way is if you make it spotless and then you let it stay idle for 24 hours, so then it's already nascent tamlid gam. So mele, when it's absorbed again by definitely, it doesn't become osir, because even though the rabbonim becomes osir only if at the outset it was nascent tamlid shvach, but if at the time of the bliya it's already lid gam, then it doesn't become more some of the rabbonim. So you don't have to kasher it. So that's the only way. Anyway, so this Gemara mentions, in effect, that there are two ways of kashering the kale. One is by making the agol. Agol, what does agol mean? If you dump it in the kodesh. Then, and another way is, if you do it, if you subject it to the same degree of heat as the time of the contamination. For For example, now, suppose now, how do you catch a pressure?
Pressure
cooker. Now, so, you say, I go like, in the finale, if you take the pressure cooker and you dump it in boiling water, so then you catch it. But from the point of view of the Billy Carpel, they wouldn't be good. Why not? Because when you, in the pressure cooker, the temperature is much higher than the temperature is
on the outside part.
In the part that has water on fire. So it's much higher temperature. So from the point of view of the Billy Carpel, so you couldn't catch a pressure cooker by simply dumping it in boiling water, because Kibbele Karpolte means that you have to subject it to the same degree of heat as in the time of the bleed. But in a pressure cooker, the degree of heat at the time of the bleed is much higher than the degree of heat in a kale that has boiling water. But if it's a gole, so then it doesn't even have to conform to Kibbele Karpolte to you have the same degree of it. Now there are two days in Shukhno, that's in the second time. So how about kashering a frying pan? How can you kasher a frying pan? So some rishonim say that a frying pan can only kasher by subjecting it to a living bone. And some rishonim say a frying pan, you can kasher it by dumping it in boiling water.
What's that? Hagolah.
Because a frying pan, so why do Hashem say that Hagolah is enough in a frying pan? Because it's not like Ishput. Ishput is Nishtamish on the fire directly, not for the use of a certain fluid. But a frying pan, you can't fry just without any fluid. You have to put in oil or something, I mean certain fats, so that's like water. So what difference does it make? Whether
it's oil or water.
Cooked in water or it's cooked in oil. But, so, that's why many rishonim say that the frying pan you can kasher by making a gob. The other rishonim say no, a frying pan you can only kasher by libum. By subjecting it to libum gomor, it isn't tossing, because many times when you fry something, so
the oil cooks out.
So it evaporates, the oil evaporates, and you still keep on frying. Some really there is at that time it's like sleep, there is no fluid. So because of that, many machines say that it requires a libum gomor. What is the psak of the Mechaber? The Mechaber, the second chiluk. The Adei Echshakim says, passes that Ligabi Shorisum, not Chometz, Kolashono, so you have to subject it to Limgum. Let's say a frying pan in which somebody fried lard, so you can't kasher it by making that oil. You have to Milabne. It is
how do you
it's impossible on a practical level. It's impossible. I mean, of course, everything on a theoretical level, everything is possible. And on a practical level, the only way to be mulabim, let's say, kele, is by turning it over to a company that puts it in lard, not in lard, in hot lye. You know, so that has the effect of removing the klipa elenu. And the Shekhano says Milchas Pesach, not in Tarubes, and not in Milchas Achshakil, but in Milchas Pesach, the two things are considered limun gomor. Either when you heat it so much that when you bring the shput in contact with another piece of metal, so when you rub it, so sparks will be produced. That's one form of limun gomor. The other is if it becomes so hot that the klipa elenu is removed. When you put something in a hot lye, so then the klipa elenu is removed. This is the way I did it years ago when Dayan Bakery, you know, was kasher. At first it wasn't even kosher, and then years ago, that was 20 years ago. So
you kashered the oven.
I kashered the ovens. But how did he make, you know, the pens? You know, he had hundreds of trays and pens. How did he make? So at that time I invited Rabbi Shmuel of Asholem. He couldn't believe that it's possible that he was there. So in other words, he put all the trays. First, he cleaned out the trays and the pens, spotless, and he let everything stay idle. Then he put all the trays in hot water. So then the klipa yeinu is removed, and that's mentioned in Hilchas Pesach. That's also a form of reading gomo. If you heat it so much that the klipa yeinu is removed. For example, in other words, certain metals you cannot possibly produce sparks. Iron can produce sparks, but aluminum will never produce sparks. Suppose you have to make a living gomo in aluminum, there's only one way. Not this living gomo of producing sparks, but
of the clipper
is hot light so that the clipper yeno is removed. So that's another form of living gomo. There's other form of living gomo. But you may, so that's why the Shnor Paskins, that a frying pan in Shorisurim requires living gomo, but chometz that was used for Lashonor, a frying pan that was used for chometz for Lashonor, so you can make hagolet to kasher for Pesach. Why? Because many of the Rishonim say that chometz for Lashonor is a teira bola, and by something that is a teira bola, the Gemara says in Zvochim, the Gemara in Abizore in Zvochim, that even if it's tashmishi al day of mamish, let's say a shput shall kotch before it becomes nesa, so even though it was used directly on fire, but you don't have to subject it to illumin, gomo,
no.
You can make hagol in it, because
what?
It's a terrible. In other words, when the Parshe Mati says so this Indian is the ordaining. Posik, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel. Vayim Elavod Rakein El Anshi Atzovo, Haboin Lam Chomo. Meis Chukas Atil Asher Tziva Adishem Et Meish. Aches Azo, Ves Hakosef, Es Hamcheishes, Es Habarzel, Es Habdil, Ves Oiferes. Kol Dovor Asher Yovi Beish, Tavir Uveish Vitoyer. Arbi Menido Yishato. Vechila shal yobi boi ishtavir gamoy.
Oh, very good. Black and white.
So that means, so that has reference to something that is isurabola, not a terabola. I mean, the majority of the isurabola. So by isurabola, the Gemara in Abizor and in Zvochim says, there is a halacha that if it is mishtamesh on the fire directly, so then it requires living gomo. Hagol is not enough. But if it is something that is terrible, let's say a shpuchel kochi, so until it becomes neisel, etc. Or let's say a shput on which you boil meat is hetagom. Suppose you want to use it. There is a minute not to cash up on pleasure, but that's only a minute, you know. And before Pesach, when you have to kasher it from chometz, so we kasher it from pleishik to milk itself. I'm not considering nogi now, but al pidin you can kasher from pleishik to milk. On the contrary, when you cash up a misa for heter, so if it is something that is nishtameish and the fire directly, not through the medium or before it, so then hadol is not enough, and you have to cash it by subjecting it to a bungomo. But if you cash something that was belea heter, let's say a spoon, a spit of meat, and you want to use it for cheesecakes, so then you can feed the shpud al-pidim. Not that it's a bad thing, but al-pidim, you can take the meat spit and dump it in water. Then you can bake cheesecake on the same spit, because it's a terrible. It's a terrible. So Mele, now, so Mele Shchanoch says, now that's why by Pesach we are, the many Rishayim say that even something that is mishtamish on the fire directly, like a spoon, so, but you don't have no to kasher it for Pesach, you don't have to subject it to Rim Gomo, but only to Rim Kao. Rim Kao is very easy to make. Rim Gomo is very difficult to make. But Rim Kao means kash nisat bachutz, so you can test it, because straw burns more readily than paper. And if you put a piece of paper on the top of the stove and it singes, so then you can be sure that straw will certainly nisat, because paper does not burn as readily as a straw. So why is Rim Kao enough? Because Rim Kao is as good as a goat. So because Mikra Divine Hagol is enough, but we are machmir to make a ribbon, but only a ribbon cow, not a ribbon goat. So that's the halacha. That vis-a-vis.
When you make a ribbon cow, when?
By spud of that was used for chometz kol hashana.
Oh. So why make it kosher for Pesach?
Yeah, if you want to kosher for Pesach, many rishonim say we are machmir. But many rishonim say that sin that chometz be Pesach
was very easy.
So in Mele, you don't have to make a little gomor on the shpud of chometz. You can make a little cow. Why is a little cow enough? Because a little cow is not less than hagolim. But al pidin, you don't even have to make
a little cow.
You can just dump it. But we are machmir to make. Now we paskins, from all paskins, there are more paskins that we shouldn't make a gomor, we have to make a little cow. However, the Bir Agor says, if it is something that is only osam derabonon, let's say it's an ene b'yemei, so it's an eisen tamrit gam, then we can rely on the shittes of Hashemi, who say that chomet v'pesach is a tear. Alright, anyway, so then the shchonoch and hilchas hachakelim paskins that if frying pan, even shori surin, so it requires living. And you can't do agolik. Mashein kei, a frying pan that was used for chometz. So then you can make agolik. Why? Because we have this next thing. First of all, we have many rishonim who say that even by yisurei bola. So agolik is enough by the frying pan. Because usually there is it for it. Only certain moments, all the shemen, the fat, the shumen, evaporates. So mele, habo is enough even by yisurei bola. And then there are many rishonim who say that chometz kol hashana is a terei bola, so it's a sex thing. That's the psak of the shchuna. Now, I want to see. So this, the chen mashma b'shul in sechas abuzore, the omar marukve, the omar marukve zom nehiro me'akum, adol gam nafe, umosi ki beli kach pelte, ma beli b'nitzeitzeis, a pelte b'nitzeitzeis. Now I wanted to say, so many rishayim say that the fine pen you can apply hagol. The Rishayim would say no, because of the possibility maybe, not maybe, no probability, there are certain times when only...
Especially the women don't know how to cook.
Only the is evaporated, and then it was tashmishe al-dei amamesh, not al-dei through the medium of the water or the fluid.
What about these
one
good
second,
cooks?
Please.
These good cooks, they never please. They never burn shaman.
But there is another child. How could Agola be no? How could Agola be no being fine pet? Many of the shame say it's not, even Misura Bola. But when you fry, so then the temperature is much higher than the temperature
of the
Kale that has boiling water. Much higher. You know, if you touch, if you put your finger in hot water, boiling water, you will not get blisters. But if you put water in a fine, you put your finger in a fine pan while something is being fried, then you get a real burn because the temperature is much higher. It's much higher. So let's say boiling temperature in water is what? It's 222 degrees. But in a fine pan, so it's probably 300 degrees, much higher. So from the point of view of Kibeli Kachpilpe, how could you kasha a fine pan by dumping it in boiling water? Because when it was used there, so the temperature was 300 degrees Fahrenheit. When you dump it in boiling water, the temperature is only 222 degrees. The answer is, as long as Agoli was realized, then it doesn't have to be kasher in the same degree of heat as at the time of the brie. So in other words, there are two alternatives. If you apply Agoli, then it doesn't have to conform to the same degree of heat as at the time of the brie. But if there is no Agoli, so then if it involves the same degree of heat as at the time of the brie, so then it can also kasher that way on the basis of another principle of Kibeli Kachpilpe. But there are two principles, there are two methods of kashering a kele, of taking out the brie sisa. One is by conforming to the principle of Kibeli Kachpilpe, then it doesn't have to be agole. And then if it's agole, it doesn't have to conform to the measure of Kibeli Kachpilpe. That's the reason as to why when the Shem say you can kasher a frying pan by simply dumping it in boiling water. And the Rishayim were chilek for a different reason, because there are moments when in the course of frying, all the shumen has evaporated, and then it was tashmish al yamamesh, so then Hagole cannot kasher it, you see. But if we had been sure that in the course of the tashmish of the frying pan, so the shumen has never evaporated, then everybody would agree that you can kasher it by dumping it in boiling water. But it doesn't have the same heat as at the time of the frying of the brie. Doesn't matter. As long as there is agole, so there is agole. All right. Now this is important. Now, so the chin mashma b'shem sasabizore do amarut vezom yirom ha'akum adol gam tafe umesik b'rikach pelte ma beile b'nitzeitzeiz af pelte b'nitzeitzeiz vi yir l'rishin ma yir yir mashim b'bola b'nitzeitzeiz without records to the k'b'rikach pelte on the basis of the principle of agoli should be enough mishim b'bola b'nitzeitzeiz afil b'bola b'liv mure Polad b'nitzeitzes, shev, hu yiru, because yiru is for the rishon, elam v'adai, l'mivashal et tikkun. Now here, Rabbi Krieger says, kosher, my avo, my yemishum, the polad b'nitzeitzes, kosher, il taimecho, af in yiru, so what is the statement deduced from this gemona vizore, that yiru is not for the rishon. Because if Hiro had been to the Rishon, so Marukve wouldn't have to have recourse to the principle of the Kibeli Kachpilpe, then it could be kashered
by
pouring hot water on the basis of the principle of Agola as such, without recourse to Kibeli Kachpilpe. So it's kosher, do tamecho, apimiru. So what stays is mentioned here, right? The tiru is not recognition. And so it's still kosh. It's still kosh. It's still difficult.
Even if
you is not apimiru kosh, tamecho apimiru lehabik lehishin, haini biru al tzinen. Aber hoche de iru al giba kli shulcham, apim hoyo iru, mitzin lecham hoyo cham, di apim hoyo iru ho mitzin lecham hoyo cham, di tatoye gaba, mikolshkin biru miklirishn al klirishn, al shem yorein ayam, you will see, they chose how upgrade they are, every word in Tesis, I mean, he analyzed it and everything. So he says, we can ask that kashi anyway. He says, it's a raya that tiru is not equivision. So there, because if tiru is equivision, why do we have to resort to the principle of kibbelet hapel without recourse to kibbelet hapel? It's a goal. So it's a raya that what? The tiru is not equivision. So it's niche. Why is it niche? Assuming the tiru is not equivision. Let's say, Rashbamshi, tiru is not equivision. It's still difficult. Iru is not the clavishin according to Rashbam when you pour from a clavishin upon cold. But here, when Malikve poured boiling water on the rim of the kele, so the rim of the kele was hot. After all, the kele was filled up
with hot water.
Almost to the rim. Almost to the rim. But it was hot. No one could put his finger there
at the rim
and feel comfortable. So it was, so he poured water from the clavishin upon the top of the clavishin. So even the Rashbam would agree that it's not clavishin. When did the Rashbam say that tiru is clavishin? When you pour upon a cold thing, upon a cold tailor. But here Marukhe poured hot water from the clavishin upon the clavishin. So could anyone say that it has been a Tisheni? Even the Rashbam wouldn't say that it's a Tisheni. And still the Gemara has recourse to the principle of Kibbelet Hapeltei. But why does the Gemara have to have recourse to the principle of Kibbelet Hapeltei? Even according to the Rashbam we can have the Kash. The Rashbam says here is to Tisheni when you pour Chami Manzeinen, but here Marukve poured Chamim, Pankhamishin upon Chamim. So it's a kash anyway. So what is the tell? It's alright. So you have to ask, but you can't mention a raya. So it's very strong kash. But then the question arises, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara have to resort to the principle of Kibbelet Hapeltei. Kibbelet without Kibbelet Hapeltei. Yeah, why is there a kasha on the top of the rim? Because the temperature at the time of the kashering is as high as the temperature at the time of the blade. And the higher term. Because usually when you boil, you know, in that Boromasurin, he doesn't fill it up almost very, you know. So, but here, he should, and here, Marukve didn't say that he'll just pour boiling water from the tradition on the whole clay. No, he filled it up almost the top, and he waited till it boiled. After it started to boil, so then he for the sofot, so it overflew, and he could have done a simpler thing. He could have poured hot water upon an empty kettle. It would have been much easier. So that in itself is a kasha. So Bishlein like this, if we don't say Yehovah, so then it's understandable, because then it would be that he's pouring a hot water upon a cold kele if it doesn't boil. But here he did it by putting his sofa on top of a boiling kelim. So it wasn't silence, it was ham. So that's ham is a ham. Ham is a ham is certainly a equivalent. I mean, only Chamisich Tzeilen, there is a machlekel between the Rashbam and Rav Natan. But Chamisich Ham is certainly Kiddush. So that's the Kashin itself. Now, let's see the Psukim. There is a machlekel between Rashi and Rambam. In the Pshat, in the Psukim, in Matis. Again, there are those Rakeno, Anshia, Tzobok. הבוים לנו חמוק, וזה זכוק הסתירו אשר ציבו עד השם בשמיש. אך את הזור ואת הכוסד, את המחישס, את הברזל, את הבדיל ואת הולפרס. כל דובר אשר יובי באיש, תעבירו באיש ביטוי. ארבע מיני לא ישחת, אבל אם מיני ישחת אמין, תפיל את המיקר. That's because even a cold killer that does not have fleecesa, if you buy it, a new killer from the gold, no place is there. It's never used by the boy for anything. You also have to be careful.
Why? Why?
It's a gross accursion. What do you mean, why? It's a gross accursion. Now let's see the Rashi. Kodol Rashiyovi Beish Lipasho Bikrum Taviru Beish Kiderech Tashmishi Hagolose Mashi Tashmishi Aldi Chani Yagolenu Bichani Mashi Tashmishi Aldi Tzli Kegin Ashput Vaskole Ilabnenu Beir Labnenu Beir Ach Dumeidu Yishato Lepipshutei Chitu Zelitaru Mitmesmes.
To Smith.
One second. I mean, the Aleph Lamed are actually Forish. Tzrichim Akelim, I really don't know what the Aleph Lamed stands for.
Tzrichim
Akelim.
Ain Lomar.
No, not in Lomar. It's actually Forish. Actually. צריכם הכלים גיל לטעם ולעיסר והחיתו לטעם נתון ורביסים דור של טעם שאת להכשירו מנו עיסר היטים תפילו למטרס ומנידו עקסום כאן דור שמיים נורוים לידו לנידו וכמה אין ממסו דן, או היר וכל אשר יובי באיש תעביר במים סורה שאקספלין זה כל דובר שאין תשמישי על די העיר כי אין קליס קייסייס וצליח יס שתשמישם בציניהם וריבולו יישאה תעבירו במים מדבילי בידיי בידפק למטרס. So the Ramban is masik on Rashi. According to Rashi, the first step of the pasuk, כל הדובר אשר יובי באיש תעבירו באיש ביטוייה covers not only kelim that the tashmish is directly on fire like ishbut, but it covers even kelim where the tashmish is through the medium of the fluid. Because everything
a kettle.
One second, yeah, I kettle, yeah. Because in the Kol Asher Beish, according to Rashi, doesn't mean something that is nishtamish directly on fire, but anything that is heated through fire. So ishput is heated through fire. A pot with water, a tikkun, is also a pot with water is also heated
through fire.
So it does, so Kolad Rashi Beish, according to Rashi, does not mean something that is nishtamish on fire directly or indirectly. Anything that is nishtamish to fire, whether for boiling, for firing, for boiling, I mean whatever,
barbecue,
is tabir beish. But how tabir beish? Indeed, so the halacha is, if it is Yobi Beish, directly Beish, so then Kibili Kachpeutei, and you have to kashrate also directly to Eish. That's Libungom. And if it is Yobi Beish, but not by directly through fire, but through a medium of water, then you also it's Tabir Beish through the medium of water. So in other words, only one, so according to Rashi's Pshat, so according to Rashi, with the safer of the Pasuk, Becholash Oyol Beish Tabir Bamoim, has reference to a Kele that was used Bitzenet. But you retain it. So what does it mean? Tavir b'amoyim mikre water. So the Ramban is. So why does the Torah have to repeat? The Torah already said abenimik nil yischav. So why does the Torah have to say again? Rashi is very difficult.
Tavir b'amoyim again.
Again. So right, the Ramban says. Now let's see the Ramban. If you have the Torah. Tavir b'yish chovim. Tavir Beish Vitoya. Tavir Yute, Ein Akli Shenoga B'Neser B'Veilo Nita Beish Shein Tila Satero Elo B'Mai U'Ficho Chutzru Chaviseinu B'Foreish Se Shezu Ataro La'agilo Mi'isure Amacholes Shebolo B'Yaragoi V'Zeh Medusot V'Chol Asher Yobi Beish כל דבר שאין תשמישי עליה, כנקייסס, וסליחייס, וקיצוניס, שתשמישם בצינת, ולבו הוא יישא את אבירו במים, מדבירו מדי, לא שרש, ואין נוחת, ואין נוחת בעיניי, שאין לא שתאבירו תפילו, כי הוי ראים להתוביר במים, שהוא לא שתאבירו, כמו במים יורו, ותום יד הערב, ותויר, ואין שבקירו שתשמישם בצינת, צריך להשם יישא, שבהם נובד התפילה הזו, ואיך הוא יזכר הכשירון כאשר עושו ביבוין בייש וכשלום דחכום תפילו זו לא יזכירו בו המקרא זה אלא דור שער במידו יסחטו מים שמים שאני לא תיבלת בן אבל פירש תעבירו במים לחפסום ולשב שפיסום במים יופי עד שתוסו חלודו שמיד ביקובן מייסה שנשתם מבן שזהו הכשירון מייסה אם רק עושו דובו שתשמישי באיש תוביו באיש כי דרך שויה תשמיש בניסור אם תשמישי בירממש כי נבר זה רבה מחישס וגם הכסף בעזוב ולבני ביה ואם על די חמים כי נבדיל ולפרס מגילי בחם ודובו שלו נשתמשו בבייש אלא בציינם תרדיחו נויסם במים עד שיסמרק ויתו וכך אמרו חכומים מדיחו מדון היטב, ולא שתעבירו באיש כנסקים, כגילה וסגרון, וכל אשר יולו באיש כנקיסס, תעבירו מים, נגילה וסגרון, ויוצחה כוס פלארז להסקה, תפילו שכבר יסקו איסו, אבני ויסחתו, ואחתריתס איסו, ואחתריתס איסו, כולם שמלתי, פיליפי מהר הרגלימה, שהתפילה הזו מדברי, והמקרא אסמכתו איסו, זה זה שיטס הרמה מורס, Many Rishonim say that by matres tefillah is midrais, zchuchis is midrabon. But the Rambam shita is that even by matres tefillah, keach kelim in anochim is only midrabon. The Gemara mentions that, apply and may deduce that from this pasuk. So Rambam shita is not smart. So the Rambam also has this up. Shatfillah azum divrei, v'amikra smachto iso, v'chein unkeles. מתארגם איסו בכיתה הזו של איף הפור והצריכו איסו חכומים בכלי המטר גלובל מפני שיש בהם כלים שתשמישם בעיר ובלבישים ובלשים וביצים ואת זה צורך תלמוד ואיזו איסו מטר בעגול הסמידים מישר הגויים ולא מה זה מתחילו בכלי שיחם בעיר שלא כל כך שלא ושמה רק אבינו וזזנו מאוד ושלאו לאור משהו אחד והטעם כי זה אור הייתה anyway so there is a מחלקת ביטויים רשי and the Ramban, in the Pshat, in the second half of the Pasuk of Gimel. V'chil asher yobe beish tavir b'mayim. So according to Rashi, all kinds of kelim, or asur, are included in the first half of the Pasuk. When the Torah says, v'chol dovar asher yobe beish, The Torah is referenced not only to Ikele that was nishtamish on the fire directly, like Ishput. Any Ikele that was nishtamish through fire, whether directly on fire, not directly on fire, whether it's Ishput or a pot or a spoon, anything that was delay Aisa through the fire, directly or indirectly, so that comes within the posik, the first step of the posik, called Dovar Ashayobi Beish Tabiro Beish, Bitoya. But how do we, how is it Tabiro Beish? So Rashi says, Kiderach Tashmish, if the Derach Tashmish was directly on fire, like Ishput, you have to Mulabnet. If the Derach Tashmish was through the medium of water, so you have to be Magalit. But everything is included in the first step of the Pasuk. According to the Ramban, the first step of the Pasuk has reference only to a Kele that the Tashmish was directly on fire, like Ishput, not through the medium of water. And Kelim that were used on fire indirectly through the medium of water, so that comes within the second half of the Pasuk. V'chol asher yobi beish, Tavir b'mayim. So it seems, that's how it seems to me, according to Rashi, there are no two principles of kashrut. There is only one principle. The principle is kol dovar asher yobi beish, tavir beish. How tavir beish?
No,
it depends. How the tashmish was. If the tashmish was al beish directly, so then it's tavir beish directly. In other words,
liberal.
And if the Tashmish was for the medium of water, then the Tavir Beish is also through the medium of water.
So
there is only one principle. There are no two other principles. But according to the Ramban's Pshat, there are two principles. One principle is Kibeli Kachpeyote, and the other principle is not Kibeli Kachpeyote, Hagol. Now, I raise the question, in similar fact, I didn't see that Poskim should pass in that way. I understand that Rabbi Shepard in Poskim that a pressure cooker you can kasha simply
by
dumping it in boiling water. But it seems to me I'm not has shown chilik Rabbi Shepard.
Why not?
One second. But it seems to me that according to Rashi's Shite, so then there is only one principle of kasha, the kibbeli kachpeli. So the reason is why you can kasha a kele in which you boil water for agole, because the tashmish was to agole, but the pressure cooker, the tashmish, the bliya took place to a higher temperature of nagole, some mele, you should kasher it, first dumping it in boiling water, and then to fill it up with water, the pressure cooker, and then allow it to circulate and to be subjected to a pressure cooker in order to be yetze according to Rashi.
Kibol kachpelte.
That's kibol kachpelte. But anyway, we certainly can be made here, because when we kasha, we have to clean it out spotless and then let it stay idle for 24 hours, so then it's only the rabbanon. And Mimele, according most Rishayim in Machilik and Rashi in the Pshat in the Pasuk. So Mimele, we certainly can rely on the Shita of the Ramban and most Rishayim, but according to Rashi Shita himself, it seems to me that just Hagolah will not be known, because it has to conform to Kibbul Tachpil. So then you ask the Kashi, so how is it that many Rishayim say you can kasha even Isurabola, a frying pan, by just dumping it in boiling water, but it doesn't conform to the Bilkach Bilkach? The answer is this, Rashi. do not agree with the Rashi Pshat in the Pasuk. Do not agree with the Rashi Pshat in the Pasuk. So that's why they say, but in Yochanan they call it the Rashi, you couldn't kasher a fine pen anyway. A fine, because the main principle and the only principle in Hagore or in Libum is to build a pen. But where, so usually, let's say, parts where the Tashmish took place to Hagore, so then when you're Maglet, so you apply the principle of the Bilik Achpelte. But in case of a pressure cooker, in case of a frying pan, if you don't put in boiling water, you don't conform to the principle of the Bilik Achpelte. But according to most machine, it's a good way of kashering anyway, because there are two alohes. The kibili, so there are two alohes of kasher in here. Yes?
According to Ramban, maybe it is not. Where does Ramban Bechal see even the cool of Kabbalah Kachpolta? Where do we see the concept of Kabbalah Kachpolta? Maybe there are two ways. One is Ba'esh, one is Ba'agola. Just like Agola is not a way of calling Kabbalah Kachpolta, maybe Liban is also not a concept of Kabbalah Kachpolta.
So, they had it be Kabbalah, there is a principle of Kabbalah. There is a principle of Kabbalah Kachpolta. They had it be Kabbalah, I mean, like all the other halachas. Kabbalah, I mean, where is it?
No, Rashi was saying that according to Rashi, it's all Kabbalah Kachpolta. That's
right.
That's the words of Ba'esh. Kederach Tashmisha, however it is that it went.
But according to Rabban, there is an extra halach.
So, it's not.
I'll have to look up the droshes in the Sifri, whether there is. I didn't have time. I did look up, but I don't remember it. Maybe there is a Mokavoy. But whether it's in this parasha or it's a separate halacha.
I thought Rashi was saying it was different on the parasha.
So I think, now, let's say, Rabbi Gileadi arrests the kasha. It's a strong kasha. Rabbi Gileadi has a strong kasha. Tesfes mentions a raya that Iru is not good. Because the fear is the tradition mamesh. So then, why does the Marukve have to have recourse to the building? It is obvious that this Veshite does not conform to Rashi, because according to Rashi, Tesves is saying in effect there are two ways of Kasha, one on the basis of the principle of Agole, and one on the basis of the principle
of the Golokar.
Of the Belikapelde. But according to Rashi, there is only one principle. Hagore is just an application of the principle of Kibbeli Kapil. It's not a separate halacha. Hagore. So Menele, so Tesves, obviously does not agree with Rashi's pshat. But Tesves probably agrees with Ramban's pshat. So Menele, we can answer Rabbi Gvigas Kashi, because he says kosher. To tamecho af in yiru lehavik kudish, hayne bi yiru al tzine, aber hoche, dio yiru al giva akli shulcham, af in hoyo yiru mitzine lecham, hoyo cham ditatoy gova, mikolshkin bi yiru mikulishn al plerishn. So certainly it's cham. In achnam, of course, when there is yiru from mikulishn al cham, then it certainly mavliya being good. But here, there are two alohes of kasha nikir. One is through the principle of kibili kachpil, and the other alohe is by making a gole. What is a gole? What's the definition of a gole? A gole means that there is bishul nikirish. That's the definition of a gole. Bishul nikirish. It can be ham, lisicham, but so to be mavliya, bleed more, but that doesn't make it bishul nikirishin. Cham lecham. So mele, that's a raya to the sheet of the Rashbam or the sheet of Tesves, that it's only bashal klipe. So that means beyond the klipe, so Tesves sheet is like the Rashbam. That is cliche. So what does it mean? It means that Iru is not bashal nikirishin. You see, according to Rabbi Tamim's Iru is mevashel mikvadish. It doesn't make any difference whether you put something in a pot that is hot that was on fire at one time, now it's off the fire, or you pour from liberation into a something cold. That's also Bishon liberation. That constitutes Bishon liberation. So Mele takes this high is that Iru is not liberation, but Bishon liberation. So Mele, if Iru is not Bishon liberation, so Mele, not only Iru of Chamin Misechzenen is not Bishon liberation, even Chamin Misecham is not Bishon liberation, but of course it's Mavriya. It's a Mavriya, but Bishlit isn't. Bishlit isn't. So that's this is right. The erotic tradition Maya Yemishin Bolabinitzes, after the Bolabnig Mure Polabinitzes, Shiro. And then there is the other principle of Kasha in the Kele. Because Chola Shal Yobi Beish Tabir Bamayim. In other words, if it was Nisbashir, in the creation, so then you have to be mivashel in the creation. You have to be mago. What does mago mean? Mivashel. So it's a riot that Yiru is not the creation. So what is the creation? A creation is if the water is Mikele, that originally it was on fire. But here, when you pour boiling water upon a hot pot, that's not the creation. But the Rabbi Greer asks, even if we say that Yiru is not creation like the Rashbam, but in this case it is certainly creation. No! According to Rashbam, even in this case it's not creation. But in this case it will be Mavliya being Mure. But Bishul creation it is. Bishul creation it is. It is. That stays the sheep. And then according to Rashi, so there is no kasha altogether out of it. Because according to Rashi, there is only one principle. So the aloha of Hagole is only an application of the principle of Kibbeli Kapel. That's how it appears to me. But I mean, it's a bit Kiddush. And I don't want to pass through differently than a Misha Pashtun Pashtun. Because it's only in the ear of the Rabbah. Because we can make Hagole only after it stayed idle in its partless state for 24 hours, so that's only the Rabbanan. And most Rishonim do not agree with Rashi Shittah. We don't have to be machmir all the chumras in the world. But
he's talking about a frying pan to make Hagola.
No, a frying pan we cannot eat paskin by Yisur and Bola. We cannot make Hagola anyway because of the possibility that it has evaporated. But I'm talking about the pressure cooker. So according to Rashi, it seems to me that making Gagole is not enough. You have to make Gagole and then boil water in the pressure cooker. Pressure cook the water. Usually you don't do that. I mean, you do it with meat or something, but you can do it with water too. But when somebody asked me, Shaila, I said, Ramesha Paskin, to make Gagole. And every Jew can rely on Ramesha Tzak. I mean, even according to what I say, so it's true according to most Rishonim, but except Rashi, and it seems that most Rishonim do not agree with Rashi's Pshat. Yes?
Rashi was answering the Kvegas Kasha by saying that at the best it could only be Mavliya, but it can't
but
not consider Nispashal.
It's not
Kvega held that it would be Nispashal.
That's right.
Saying the Rukhaya's Kasha was that it's going on top of a hot surface.
That's right. So
even
it will
be more than just the
Sarabas. It will be Bishl, not just Priya. It will be Bishl.
What she was saying is that it won't be Bishl, it will only be Mavliya. Even then, it will only be Rukhaya for Mavliya.
Yeah, Mavliya. Alright, now we can. Yo Sikhir Tech Nayim Tom Lema Batadik Heyon Bay. First thing. Yo Sikhir Tech Nayim Tom Lema Shetibushal Bay. Yishab, Mikami Dari Hametam, the Yero Kikurishin, the Hoshit Kimbush. In Yere Dadara Bekoshe Mikar, the Korli, the Summer Bolu Abolish, In other words, when you pour boiling water, you let say upon the plate, so the bishul is affected not by the plate, but it's affected by the pot. And here we say that the zakosof requires that the plate should require shvira. So, because here we speak the same, the Rabbatam in the other Rabbi, they can say it, but this is a call, The same thing as this here. Asip Rabiesi Parabun, Vatana Bukhishiski, Isomea Bukhishi Blea. So at least the Klichare, so it has big pores, so then without the medium of Bishop, it could be Blea. Machine came, a Klimatre says minute pores. So only through the medium of Bishul it can be lay, otherwise it couldn't even be lay. Shmamer misni kavos rabbeinu al nihilchas kavos ve'afal gav tikanim kavos Shmuel doma tatoigova lei Shmuel v'nivashel kiriklip do brayse b'misayel leikotone ham nisichzine madiach u'porich hashas tetzimtzoche tafayin vod agnei kal nibola pirushkinu shiitztanen chim shalom mailo nibu menu mitzim bitachti that is called mshane ene cham nisichzinen keil reid maisera metam raye that here is preparation mihodi kama b'feri kosho ham yiso b'shamay peitrim b'sil mechay. What does ham yiso mean? Ham yiso means he pours the flour into the boiling water, into hot water. Let's say he has, in the top, he has hot water, that's in his bag, and then he dumps flour into it. That's means. So Bishamai Petri is potter of chal. Why? Because only when it's al diachie, so then it's chay b'chal, but if it's al diachie, it's not chay b'chal. Here, when you dump flour into hot water, so that's bishul. So the time of the mixing, there is bishul already. So then it's mufti of chal. Hamisa b'shamay petrim b'sil mechayim. Echlito means Bishamay Mechaibin, Hechlito means the other way around. In other words, he pours, he has flour in the tub, and then he pours hot water into the tub. That's Hechlito. So Miso means he dumps flour into the hot water, and Hechlito means he pours hot water into the cold flour. Hami Hachalito Bishamun Chavis Lepit. Izera Miso Vizera Hachalito Hamito, so some words are missing here, these places. The Hamiso, Kemach al Gavu Mugloshi. Mugloshi means hot water. When you dump the flour into the hot water, that's Niso. Pirush Mugloshi, Maim Reitri. Upolich Maishna, Hamiso, Maishna, Achlito. Shane, Tabre, Mishi, Shonazuri, Shonazuri. In other words, so there is a machlekes anoyim. Who is machmir and who is make? So the first, the Tane in the Reishe of Amiso says that Bishamay ad mikilim and Bisila mechayim. And we may lay according to this Tane in the Reishe, so Mayiso Bisil is mechayim in Chale and Hechlito also Bisil is mechayim in Chale. Then Hechlito Bisham mechayim is so patron. So it's the same thing, he is chilek, and he says, ha-chalito vo'adina mi'iso, so not that Bishama is peter and Bisil in the chayim, but the other way around. So, ha-mi'iso, pirush mo'er, u'porok ma'ishne, ma'ishne ha-mi'iso, ma'ishne ha-chalito, m'shane tabel, m'shison ezo, m'shison ezo. Al ne'man di pota me'chalep, kemach ha-chalito, lo'ashim. So the one who says that when you don't flour into boiling water, so it's potter of chale, because at the very outset, at the mixing, there is already a process of bishul, so that patters it of chale, because at the mixing, it becomes nisbashe. So, man the potter of the chale, became a chale mushin, we should love lechem, we should go of lechem, if at the very outset, at the time of the mixing, it's already bishul. You see, there is a shayle, about bagel, whether you have to wash and make a mitzvah bagel or it's mezeinus. So what do you, that's a shayla. The proper thing is not to make a mitzvah bagel. You like to eat bagel, fine. But you should make a mitzvah on a regular piece of bread or on a roll, and then you can eat as much bagel as you want. But not to, and eat it as ice of other bread besides bagel. But, to make birkas hameitzin and tilas yadayim just on a bagel and then mivor birkas hamozin on a bagel is a shayla. Why? Because how is a bagel baked? So a bagel is not like miiso or echlito, because miiso or echlito, some mele, there is bishul in the mixing itself. But in the bagel, there is a regular mixing in cold water, not in hot water. You mix it in cold water. But then, after the mixing and the kneading is completed, you put it in the stove for a minute, maybe half a minute. And then you take it out, you boil it for a minute, and then you take it out and
put it in
the stove and you bake it. So it's different than Mayiso and Achlito. Mayiso and Achlito, so at the very outset, at the mixing, it involves bish. So it's moved to the Shemlachem. If at the time of the mixing, it's already Mubushu, so it's moved to the Shemlachem.
How do they make Melissa? How do they make Melissa? How is it manufactured? Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you say you make it with hot water.
Yeah, all right, they do it. That
way. I mean, so they put it in.
What's the difference? But miso means that you dump flour into hot water. And the chlito means you pour hot water into on top of the flour. That's so mele, so we part, so they are, so Gemara says, Alme man di pota mechala bikem mechala gabim gloshim, mishim lav lechemu. That doesn't mean that bagel is mufkav shemachet, because bagel is different. At the time of the lishe, it's a regular lishe, but then for a moment it's boiled, but then it's baked too. So the lishe was the regular lishe of the lechem. So that's ishayel. Kim shemilish berechem potanamid mugloshi sheshofcha rabbi kemach afopi shemish kuchul klishen. So it's a raya that tiru is mibashi. Because if we are going to say that tiru is not mibashi, Ilu is not Mibashir, and Dio is not Mibashir, it's all Mavliya. So only Bishul can Mavliya the Shemrachet, but Bliya is not Mavliya the Shemrachet. So it's a raya that the Tiru is Mivashul Mamish, Ilu is Mivashul Mamish. Oh, Nio Koshe, Heichet Potah, Hoin Mivashul Vidiklipe. I mean, that's according to Ramat, I'm okay, but according to Tetzves, it's only Vashal Kedikripe. So how is it Potter of Chale? Because there was Bishul at the very outset. At the time of the Lisha, there was a process of Bishul, but there was a process of Bishul only in the periphery of the Lachar, of the Pas. But the rest was not subjected to the process of Bishul. So the rest should be higher. Bichale. So they say, you kosher chapota, when you wash out the clipe, you smooth the mot toy go by the kalme kabosi, you slim out the mirek in the leke, elke the few of chale mitsumze, or in the adjacia, the bosa clipe in the mishnisha to the chale. In order to hire chale, so it has to be a certain measure, so 5/5 of the soul. So in other words, so if it's a quart, I mean the Hashulchan says in our measurements it's a quart. But suppose so that Gemara has reference to a case where altogether the whole Nisa of Nisa or Pachlito has just the Shio Mitzumtzum.
Shio what?
Shio Mitzumtzum. The Shio Mitzumtzum
of a quarter.
Yeah, let's say Shio Mitzumtzum of a quarter, let's say. So Mele, since the Klipe is subjected to the process of Bishul, so what is not subjected to the process of Bishul? Beyond the Klipe. So beyond the Klipe, you have less than the quarter. So Mele, it's part of how?
Oh, because you don't have enough.
You don't have enough. Yishlimak, the Mirek and Lekal, the Chi of Chalim Sumitzim, and Nakisa, the Bosak Lipa Mishak Shechal. Vaid made Ramtam Raim, Adam Shilab, the Zor, and other Artach, Al Mir of Yikurishi, the Yochlach Shir El Biru. Vaid Yishlidavi, the Mayer of Yiru, Mintani Hosam Rabisin, the Aretzel Taro, Miad Madur, and the Retri Nechilti, the Mizesim, the Achlote in El Yiru. Kimufor, the Psochem, the Glosh, and the Kemach. So that Gemara has reference to a keli in which a nesach was kept. So how do we kasher it? By pouring hot water. So Amitam mentions a raya, so it's a raya that here is klirish. Otherwise, how could you kasher a contaminated keli in which a nesach was kept? Near in raya misham mishol vorem. Give a chamud vorem like this is seen in Shabbos. Give a chamud vorem make of yai nesach. שיניקו בשור יסורים, דרכיתם מזה סימש מאפו, זה יתנם, תמיכלתו לו בחלה, וינגר וכל הבוסו, גם בקלידי וכנירו שליש יום ומסלעיץ, וניגו ואנוכם מגס לקס, so in other words, that means of soaking it in cold water, that's what we do with glass cane for Pesach. How do we cash out the chomets to the glasses? We fill up the bathtub with water and we put
the glasses,
and then every 24 hours we change the water, and then I fill it up again, you know. So that's called, that's also called Dio. Now, this couldn't be a way of cashing something that became contaminated for Ham, but in regard to glasses that were not used, first of all, many machines say that Tzchuchas is not in the layer, but there is a sheet that Tzchuchas is the layer. So maybe it will be Pesach, we are making, got to take it.
But Machmir by Pesach.
No, sir. We are Machmir by Pesach. So we require that we should kasher it to you by soaking them in cold water for 3 mislays.
So three mislays?
Please let me finish, please. We are machmer by Pesach. Let's see, by Shavuos soon, we wouldn't even be machmer that he has to kasher it to you. By Pesach, we are machmer. But the reason as to why we can kasher it by cold water is because the bria did not take place, you know, for Chanukah. You don't, Enoch Nam, the Pyrex, glasses, pyrex scaling, you cannot kasha by soaking it in cold water.
No.
Of course not. You couldn't. But only glasses, how is it used? It's not used behind, and even if it's used behind, so it's klisheni, I mean, how do you use glasses? So it's used, the klisheni, some mele we are made of, doesn't make it. But, so by Yainesach, so the Tashmish was betzele, I mean, the Yainesach was not hot, some mele we can kasher it by pouring out water. And even by soaking it in cold water for 3 days, so you can also catch it. So there is no way. The thing you wish to see on these days, when you go back to the catch, you're a young man, 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 you're אַפֿר פיש קוואָר הויב רשיי מיט גשיף פון דעם חופיס און נאָף אַ קופטי אַ חופיס אַל מיט שיין שייף פון צדער צדע פאַר פיו יער מיט רשיי נאָט זיי זאָל די מאַבלט האָבן קו זאָל דאָ צום איז געווען רשיי מיט מייער איז דאָ פאַר קומען לייק פיש אין קודישן באט אַ מוטאַר מון נאָט זיי סאַפּוז דו פּאָר וואָטער אין די קעלע And then, after the water rests on the shrine of the Kele, you keep on bending the top so that the water from this corner falls into the other corner. That kind of yiru will not be a yiru from the tradition. That kind of yiru will be a yiru from the tradition. Still, Rabbi Tam was matter to Kasha. Team of Yai Nesach, where the Tashmish will be tzeinen, by pouring hot water first into one corner and then keep on bending the chobios, you know. So that the water from this corner would fall in the other corner. But, so that's a good way of cushioning the tail of Yainesach. Even the Kodotaram Tamu says the tail is the tradition only when you pour from the tradition. But here, after you pour the water into the shrine, and then you keep on turning it over, after you keep on, then you pour hot water into the tail. And then you keep on moving the water from one corner to the other. So that's not your permission. That's your permission. That's certainly not a goal. But still, by kill of Yainesach, where the Tashmish will be taken. So that's enough.
Why do you have to pour in high water in the first place? You pour in cold water.
No, that will not be enough. Only what? If you soak it for 3 minutes less, not שהוכניסו כולם לסך קלבישן ומלא ניסה מכל צד במחולו בעקלי הקהל והנה שיוך על הארזה להכניס למסכית לספיר המרתוכים של אתה כי אם נקיים לו כשמואל דירום את התוי גובה התוי גובה ונלווה של אלה כדי קליפה ואם היו נפורש או דנדרה רדלתיצס ואם היו נפורש דירו כקלבישן לגמרי ומבש על יסע מן החליפה, ומאי דיקום השמואל, ומבש על הרבה חליפה, זה דווקא בשני דבורים יבישים, שני אם זה בזה, ואפילו בדובלך, כדנות התמרית ועל הסלס, שאיסי ראית יפי נתמאירו, שערי ניציק. In other words, when do we say that it's only not free כדי חליפה, that is by כלוח הניפסה, אבל נירו שאין כחל כלבישי ניפסה, where it's a kluach shein in itza, when you pour hot water from the provision in the form of a jet when there is a continuous flow without any interruption,
that's a kundasha
ligamre, then it becomes also ligamre. Lefize is yashit mashin rabotam, the sheikhin ritkin alay, who hachagomo, afun koresh and islam, the sechasir bayufes, who tichnam mashiparash leil, the loshin al gabi kemach, hechapotam mechale. Weil im Waschel die Klippe, die können immer den Waschel gammle, die überrascht die. So, die Kashi ist, Mio, Rabbi Tamu Yosebake, mit Israel, im Eimer, die Iro, im Waschel die Klippe, mich im Kushe, die Tatoi gammle. So, in other words, so you have to understand Rabbi Tamu. From here it appears that Rabbi Tamu himself
and the says, too.
One second, Rabbi Tamu himself says, that Iro is only partial to the Klippe. But from the Tesves, from Tiro, it's mashmah that from the Tam says that Tiro is Kuglerish Mamesh. So what is it? The answer is, from the Tam Shite, one second, please. From the Tam Shite is not like the Shite. Tesves Shite is that Tiro is partial to the Klippe. But beyond the Klippe, it's not even Maglia. It's not even Maglia. From the Tam Shite is, Iro is the Kurdish. Iro is the Kurdish. And it's Mavriya, Dliya, Gmure, even beyond the Klippe, in the whole Chatecha, in the whole Kehle, not only to the Klippe. But, as far as Bishu is concerned, so that the Tam is made there, while it's Mavriya, please, while it's Mavriya, Dliya, Gmure, in the whole Kehle, in the whole Chatecha, but, Mivashel, it's only Mivashel to the Klippe. Why is it only Mivashel to the Klippe? Because even if we say that Tiru is Mabliya in the whole Kehle, in the whole Chatiche, but in the daily, the Bliya that takes place in the Klippish Manim, and the Bliya that takes place in the whole Chatiche as a result of Tiru from the Klippish. So, when you are Mivashel in the Kodesh Mamesh, then there is Bliya Gmura. And it's Bliya Gmura, let's say, if you are Mivashel a piece of meat in hot milk, not milk. So then there is a Bliya Gmura in the whole Chatech. But when you pour hot milk from Kodesh upon a cold piece of meat, you are also Mavliya in the whole piece of meat. But the Bliya in the beyond the Klippe is a minimum Bliya. So Mele Bishlit is it. That's why the Gemara says in Shochim that if you pour hot milk upon a cold piece of meat, you have to peel off from the Bliya and the rest of the Chatecha you're allowed to eat. But according to Rabbi Tam, why are you allowed to eat?
It's Mavriya.
Please let me finish.
It's Mavriya.